The Blue Collar Voices Show.
Welcome to the Blue Collar Voices Show. I'm John Chapman. I'm your host. On this show, I'm talking to construction and blue collar professionals working all kinds of different kinds of jobs. And in general, I am seeking out those that are running their own businesses, or at least very responsible for the success and promotion of the company. However, this is not a hard rule by any means. If I find an interesting story, I want to delve into it and bring it to you. Most construction and blue-collar jobs are very common. Nothing unusual about the work they do, but man oh man, are we so grateful that they are there. These are the guys that are responsible for your heating and cooling, keeping your vehicle running, delivering the food to the store from a local farm, fixing your vehicle, repaving the road, and welding the pipeline that delivers oil to be turned into fuel. Other jobs are not quite so common, but are still important. Someone has to build that huge tower responsible for broadcasting radio waves. Another job is recovering huge logs that have been submerged in water for a very long time. Someone has to construct those huge ships. And believe it or not, there are thousands of horseshoers still working their craft every day. The construction and blue-collar professions range from high skill and low tech to tasks and jobs that require immense training and skill, but are still hands-on. And we count on their contributions for our society to experience the success and comfort we usually take for granted. What is the definition of blue collar anyway? From Wikipedia, we have a definition of blue collar. A blue collar worker is a working class person who performs manual labor. Blue collar work may involve skilled or unskilled manufacturing, mining, sanitation, custodial work, textile manufacturing, commercial fishing, food processing, oil-filled work, waste disposal and recycling, construction, mechanic, maintenance, warehousing, technical installation, and many other types of physical work. Blue-collar work often involves something being physically built or maintained. Well, this does cover a lot of professions and a lot of jobs. Blue-collar workers are essential and have to put up with a lot of on this show, Blue-Collar Voices. Everything from the usual and very common professions will be covered up to the unique and maybe the you gotta be kidding me type of work. My preferred guest has stories that will in some way inspire, entertain, and take us through a tale of triumph. As you can imagine, that is a wide range of possibilities. There are all kinds of fascinating, intriguing, tough, creative, dedicated disciplines. In part, I will be interviewing professions varied such as home builders, explosive specialists, tugboat captains, underwater welders, boat builders, wood carvers, gunsmiths, blacksmiths, roofers, HVAC installers, electricians, steel workers, carpenters, ranchers, plumbers, heavy equipment operators, elevator installers, crane operators, painters, loggers, and just so much more. And on that note, I'm looking for great guests. Do you know someone that would be a great guest for this show? If so, let them know. On the Blue Collar Voices website, there is an easy-to-fill-out form to get started. Perhaps even you would be a great guest. I'd definitely like to hear from you. In the future, I'll be adding video to the mix of what we're doing here. I'd like to showcase unusual aspects of jobs, or just unusual jobs and tasks. Anything interesting, I'm there. As new shows are released, as I explore different types of media and new adventures come into play, I don't want you to miss out. So sign up today to get notified about new episodes and new adventures. There's an easy peasy sign up right over on bluecollarvoices.com. Today's trivia question is, how much energy is in a gallon of gasoline? Get the answer to this question in the next episode of the Blue Collar Voices Show. Who is our guest on the next episode of the Blue Collar Voices Show? Coming up, I'm talking to Jacob Gutman, CEO of Nellett Handyman LLC, based in New York. Here's a very short audio snippet from the interview.
I'm more a business owner than a handyman myself. I would consider myself an entrepreneur more than a handyman. So I was a creator, but not necessarily a handyman, or not necessarily. I wasn't busy that much doing stuff that other handymen are busy doing on their empty time.
I'm looking for more good guests. Perhaps that is you or someone you know. There's a guest sign-up form on the Blue Collar Voices website, and I would love to talk to you. Visit bluecollarvoices.com/guest and fill out the guest submission form.